hearing cases, making decisions. She's already on the job. I absolutely love that. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Robin Titus joins us next, Assemblywoman District 38 and a family physician. All that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. Yeah, 7 days from Election Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
It's 4:30 right now as we take a look at the traffic cams. There is a crash on the right shoulder now. That's US 95 westbound at Decatur. Also look for some reduced speeds in several areas of Interstate 15, northbound at Tropicana, south at Sahara. Also, expect those delays with restricted lanes, 15 north beginning at Cheyenne, 15 south beginning at Craig. Also, it's slow into the Spaghetti Bowl, both directions, 95 east at Rainbow, that's at the Rainbow Curve, 515 west at Pecos. And they're continuing to do some road work on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Lamb. The lanes are going to be reduced 24/7.
UofL Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The offensive line was certainly an issue for the Raiders this past weekend. Good news is it's starting to come back together. Right tackle Trent Brown could potentially return for Sunday's game against the Browns. He missed the Tampa Bay game because he's on the reserve COVID-19 list. And also Richie Incognito, who has been out with an Achilles injury. While he might not be able to return coming up on Sunday against the Browns, he should be back sooner than later. UNLV football, they play their first home game coming up on Saturday when they will match up against UNR, and they are going to allow about 2,000 fans into Allegiant Stadium. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
As a professional painter, you know your customers want a flat finish, but don't want to pay the price of fighting dirt, grime, and scuffs. Use new Behr Ultra Scuff Defense from the Home Depot for a beautiful flat finish plus stain and scuff defense. And that price starts at just $29.60 a gallon, and that's before the Pro Extra discount. A flat paint that's too tough to scuff. Behr Ultra Scuff Defense, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available online and in select stores.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs
through December 7th. Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. And it's free. It's a free service. It won't cost you a dime. Call Blue Sky Insurance right now. Here's the number, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky Insurance. Time now to take you to Robin Titus, Assemblywoman, District 38. She is a family physician. She leads the Republicans in the Assembly. And she is joining us now. Robin, for those that don't know, where's District 38?
Well, it's up in the north, Kevin. We are in Lyon County. I represent most of Lyon County and all of Churchill County.
And in addition to all the things you do, you also represent, if I'm not mistaken, the Quad County Health Board. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm the Lyon County Health Officer, and Lyon County is a member of what we call the Quad County Health District. As you know, Clark County has its health district, and Washoe has a health district, and so we and rural Nevada have combined to kind of join forces and not to duplicate services, as we're much smaller. And so we're called the Quad County Health District, and that includes Douglas County, Story County, Carson, and Lyon County.
I know the governor came out with a statement the other day about dealing with the vaccine when it comes out and how at least the framework. Did you learn anything? I mean, I listened to about 10 minutes of it, and I said, I'm not learning anything new. Was there anything new that came from the governor's statement the other day?
Nothing new at all, but one thing that the governor did early on was, you know, he's mirroring how we deploy the flu vaccine, and that's a good thing. We do want it available to, and we have over all these vaccines. When they first come out, there'll be a limited supply. We need to make sure we prioritize those at the highest risk so that they can get their vaccine first. And, you know, many people will choose not to be vaccinated. Others should indeed, if they're a high-risk person, be vaccinated. And I think that the governor is pretty well following it. Almost a typical roadmap of how you deploy vaccines.
Well,
the one thing that he has done early on a month or so ago was that he did authorize pharmacy techs with proper training to be giving these vaccines to. And again, it's going to be supply and demand, and then you have to make sure you have the personnel to administer them.
Let me just ask you, what is your sense up in the Quad County area about COVID-19 and where we are? The president says we're turning the corner. Are we in the Quad Counties?
We've actually seen an uptick in the numbers. Lyon County and a number of these counties in the Quad area are in the red now because we're having increasing numbers for a while. But again, a lot of this is within folks that you would expect to get it, some older folks, nursing home patients or assisted living facilities. And so you'll see this swing pattern occasionally, and it's not a surprise. The good news is, even though throughout the state we are seeing an uptick in numbers, we are not seeing an uptick in the severity of the disease. So in other words, we're not overwhelming our resources. We're not overwhelming our hospitals or ICUs, and obviously we're definitely not overwhelming our ventilators.
And let me just ask you, are we getting close? I mean, do we have no cases, a bunch of cases? I'm not asking for numbers, but just kind of in general.
I think we're going to continue to see cases throughout the year. I think it'll be rare that we don't see a case until we all get it. I mean, I honestly believe that all of us at some point or other who haven't been exposed or are probably going to be exposed when we do everything that the governor is asking us to do, and the head of the whole emergency COVID program, Caleb Cage, himself gets COVID. Well, then there, you know, we know that this is an incredibly contagious virus, that none of us have immunity to it, and that eventually we're going to all be exposed. And I think that's going to happen. And so I would expect we know that it's not seasonal like we see with traditional flus where we would tend to see them, and some of the colds that we see them in the, you know, winter and spring. This thing is out there, and it looks like it's going to be year round, at least for a while.
Now, let me just ask you. I was talking with some of my friends, and the one thing I miss so much was being able to go to Golden Knights games, hockey games, down at T-Mobile. And I keep asking myself the question, well, wait a minute. Are we going to be able to go, even if they delay the season by 2 or 3 months, are we going to be able to go to games in October, well, or in October of next year?
I think the reality has to be, once we get this vaccine out, it would be no different than when we had the Spanish flu epidemic. And appropriately, we were isolated. People are encouraged to stay home. And then, you know, you start developing a vaccine, and hopefully things will change. And I do know that we are on the brink of a vaccine. I think that, again, the governor's going to open up. He's already talking about expanding. Even though we see these numbers going up, we are not seeing the severity of the cases. And so, and by the way, even Northern Nevadans we're very proud of the Golden Knights as Nevadans, and we've been down to games also. And I'm hoping to be able to attend the game in person. It's an exciting thing for Nevadans to be able to see their Nevada team.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Let me just ask you, we're now 7 days away from a presidential election, statewide election. And I got to ask you, as the leader of the Republicans in the Assembly, how do you feel? I mean, what's your sense of which way the wind's blowing politically?
I'm feeling pretty good. Initially, we set up from the very start, the day after the end of session 2019, that we were going to make a change, and we needed to pick up two seats so that we could have a seat at the table. Literally, this next session, we focus on five target districts. We've kept our focus regardless of all this other stuff going on, including obviously COVID, but then the special sessions and all of that. And we're circling back. I was literally looking at some numbers before this call. Obviously, the Democrats are more comfortable with their mail-in ballot process, and we know about 40% of them have already turned in their mail-in ballots. We also know that Republicans are traditionalists, and that many like to vote in person, myself included. I early voted in person, and I think a lot of folks are going to go down and vote in person. We're catching up. They definitely outnumbered us initially with the mail-in ballot process. But I think the numbers that I'm seeing, we're closing that gap. The key is going to be which direction the independent voters swing. I'm trusting that I'm going to have a good turnout. We've been preaching this. We've worked hard. And we need every single Republican to show up across the state, throughout the state. But we also need to pick up some independent voters. And so I think the Trump has earned that. I think I had a proud moment this last month. I got to do the invocation at his rally in Carson City. An incredible experience. I have to tell you that probably the other than a family experiences and obviously my husband and children, et cetera, but from a professional standpoint and from a political standpoint, doing the invocation for our president was wonderful. And then we get the appointment of our new justice, Supreme Court Justice
Amy Coney Barrett.
Barrett, what a wonderful. And I watched the whole ceremony last night, and frankly, I've been to several Trump rallies now, and that was by far, I don't know if you watched enough, but by
I
far
did.
His best speech ever on how it is important that we recognize our constitutional, the separation of powers, and then she came on and just said how important it is that we protect our Constitution, and it just gives chills down my back and spine just thinking of that, what a wonderful appointment he made for her. So hopefully the folks look at that and we get a good turnout, because I think it's deserving of a good turnout.
How many undecideds are out there? I mean, by percentage? I mean, what is your sense, or maybe you've seen some polling statewide, how many undecideds are there?
Well, what I'm seeing, they're about 20%. They've been catching up with the voting. When I saw about 40% in the numbers I was just looking at that has come back, we know that 22% of the I can give you that number. Actually, it's pretty impressive. We know that they're catching up in registration, nonpartisans, and independents. And I'm just for an example in a real positive note. You know, in one race, we saw 43% of the Republicans return their ballot, which would be about 9,000 people. We saw 35% of the Dems return their ballot, which is 7,400 people, and then we saw 4,300 people independent return their ballot. So across the board, Of all the percent of voters, we're looking at about 22% of the voters that have returned their ballots are independent.
Wow, 22% are independent?
Right. Right, of the ones returning their ballots as of today.
Wow.
And I'm looking down the five races we identified. The percent of voting that have returned either early voting or mail-in, 22% of those voting are independent.
Give me your best guess. There are four or five or six races that are out there that are there for the taking. And can you talk a little bit about some of those important races, Assembly in particular, but if you know any of the state Senate races that are hanging fire?
Well, we absolutely have identified, and we're going to stay with, we need to pick up Assembly District. Let's see, where is she? 31 in Sparks. That's Jill Dickman's race to pick up against Skip Daly. Those are looking good. So that's a priority seat for us. That's the only Assembly seat where we have a Republican majority and not a Republican there. I talked to Jill at length yesterday. She's been working hard, so that's a real positive thing. The other big seat that we want to pick up is going to be get MacArthur, Assemblyman MacArthur back as an Assembly District 4 seat. I think that's absolutely doable. We want to keep Assembly District 2. That was John Hambrick's seat. We have a stellar candidate there in Haiti Kasama. I think she's going to be excellent, and I think we can pick up that seat. The other one, I think there's two other ones. We need to pick up Assembly District 29. We have Stephen Delisle. He's a dentist.
Great guy, by the way.
Oh, very. He'll do so well. And then Assembly District 37, Andy Matthews. A wonderful policy guy. We need his brain up there in Carson City, and hopefully we'll be working with him. So those are five main seats that we need to hold and pick up. And things are looking positive. We don't know, you know, the polls, the national media will have us thinking, oh my God, you know, Trump's down in the polls. But you know, I strongly believe that a lot of Republicans don't want to answer those polls. A lot of folks don't want to throw themselves out there, and so they're keeping their heads down. They're going to show up on election day, and we need them to show up. So if anybody's listening and hasn't voted yet, and again, I don't care what party you belong to. You just have to recognize where our country needs to go. And I think that at the core of this election is a choice that America's going to make, whether we want to move towards socialism or do we want to maintain a representative republic. And I think that's what people have to ask themselves, not the bitterness of the parties, not fighting amongst the Dems or Republicans, but at the core of our Constitution and America, we have to ask what direction we want to go. And hopefully they still want to be a representative republic. And I'm hoping everybody listening gets out there and make sure they voted.
Hey, Robin, always great to visit with you. Thank you so much for all you do, both politically and medically. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. You go get them, and hopefully everybody in Clark County, you guys show up. Thank you very much.
There you go. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman from District 38, a family physician, really nice lady, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely hate this. We've got a brand new Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. And on her first day, actually it was really as she was being sworn in, Ed Markey, a senator from Massachusetts, weighed in on her originalism. Just listen to Ed Markey. This is cut one. Go.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. For originalists, like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for let's go back in time. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination.
Oh, let's play the race card. I think that's absolutely magnificent. Thank you. More to come as we continue. These people just don't get it. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom, but that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a Ph.D. at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you're wondering what the president is up to, 7 days out, he's doing 3 appearances. Joe Biden did a speech, short speech, in Atlanta. Not much there, okay? And the president is doing 3 speeches today in 3 different states. He was in Lansing, Michigan, then in Salem, Wisconsin. And he is winging his way, even as we speak, to Omaha, Nebraska. Air Force One has been busy. Wow. Unbelievable. And the message changes really city by city, location by location. But I got to tell you, I am so proud of this president. I don't know what's going to happen a week from today. I honestly, my gut tells me a red wave. But then you don't know what the Dems are up to. But I'm just going to tell you, I just don't sense the energy on the Biden side, where they have 150 people at a rally. I mean, it's like a city council race. And other than fiery rhetoric, every so often, Biden gets into that screaming mode that I just hate. I wish I could say that a week from today we would probably know what's going to happen, but we don't. We really honestly don't. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Kevin Wall
Paul here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can